Are full dressers dead or will they make a comeback? I love full dressers, just full disclosure. My first Harley was a full dresser and I loved it. And over time of owning it, I started to strip it down into more of a street glide, from an electric glide, ultra classic down to more of a street glide. Then I started getting into like the performance bagger stuff on it before I upgraded to a more modern Road King. So that was my 2007 ultra classic and I loved that bike. But it seems that lately, especially on the West Coast, full dressers have gone down in popularity, and I think there's a lot to unpack there as to why. So if we take things from the M8 series and up, starting in 2017 on the full dressers, they kind of looked very, very similar from 17 all the way to the year 2024. And now in 2025, we have the new Street Glide Ultra, and there is no Road Glide full dresser. And there's a lot of people who, I think rightfully so, are a little bit disappointed in what the Ultra offers. And even in the years leading up to the end of the Rushmore fairing and now onto the Gen 3 fairing, in our demographic, we would see a lot more people getting the Special or the Standard or the ST and outfitting it to be more touring capable instead of getting the full dresser and finding ways to strip it down. And I think a lot of it has to do with style. It's very difficult to argue style because there's no reason to. If you like something better, you like the way something looks better, then you should absolutely do that. It doesn't matter if it costs a little bit more. We do, you know, analytics on, well, if you were to outfit a Special to have everything that the Limited has, not only could you not do it with the twin cooling system, but it would cost you more money than if you just bought the full dresser outright. But that doesn't mean you have to do it that way. You can do whatever you want with your bike. And I kind of had a similar dilemma when I was looking to upgrade from my 2007. You know, I had a 6-speed, but it was a 96 inch. I just started working at Laidlaw's and I'd never bought a new bike before. Every single bike I'd ever owned was a pre-owned bike, a used bike that I bought in cash from some dude off Craigslist. So I was kind of evolving from the type of motorcyclist I was, where I was very budget conscious. You know, I was a young dad, I had kids early in my 20s, and I just didn't have the budget to buy nice stuff and to have fancy things. So I was always cutting corners. I would find the cheapest way to get something done. And if I wanted to get something, I would find the cheapest option and I would just make it work. And that philosophy of mine started to slowly shift as I started working at a dealership. And I was exposed to a lot more modern stuff and had a little bit more appreciation for what a new bike or a more modern bike has to offer. And also I've had a huge appreciation for not working on my own stuff. Working on your own stuff is a totally different topic for another time. But for me, what it comes down to is one of my first jobs in California, I worked at an oil and lube shop and I changed oil 40, 50 hours a week. So I know how to do that. I'm fully capable of doing that. But at my age where I am right now, and I have a family at home, I would rather just drive through a Valvoline or a Jiffy Lube to get the oil changed on my wife's car than get underneath it and do it. So it's not so much if I'm capable of doing it, it's what my time is worth to me. But needless to say, once I started working at the dealership, I started to value a little bit more not working on my bike all the time and having it down or trying to pay someone to fix something that I did incorrectly, which happened quite a bit. And as I got into this modern entity, I started to appreciate some of the finer details in life, some of the nicer things, having a more powerful engine, not because I needed to go fast or not because I was chasing power all the time, but just because of the effortlessness that comes with the more modern engines in comparison to the older stuff. Now, mind you, when I had my 96 inch, it was 6-speed and fuel injected, and the other Harley I got was an FXR, which was a stock 80 inch Evo 5-speed. So comparing those two bikes, the 96 inch 07 was really nice. And then I jumped from that bike to a 2022 FLHP, so a Road King Police. And at the time, I had been stripping bikes down and I wanted a little bit more of that sporty look. I wanted a little bit more performance bagger, but I kind of always knew that the full dresser had some features on it that were really, really nice. And so I started to outfit the police bike to have some features of a full dresser. So if money had not been an option at that time, my favorite bike was a Road Glide Limited CVO. And I just liked everything that came on it. I loved the Kahuna collection. I loved the Tomahawk wheels on it. I loved that it was a full dresser. And, you know, it was kind of like the dream bike in the moment. But when it came down to style, I really liked the more stripped down look. So on my Road King, I was putting heated grips on it. I put a fairing on it. I put a taller windshield on it. I put the entire Kahuna collection on it. I got a chop tour pack for it. And I started to kind of turn it into more of a touring capable machine than it was in its stock form. I even put the Tomahawk wheels on it that were on the CVO Limited. So I did all this stuff and I put all this aftermarket work into the police bike. I had it for 1 year. I was at 9,900 miles. And a young lady, it was an accident, she pulled out right in front of me. I crashed the bike and I totaled it. So then I felt like I was starting from scratch. I was a little bit traumatized from losing all of the aftermarket stuff that I had done to it. The bike had come so far from its stock form and I wasn't done with it yet. So I was a little bit upset by that and I didn't want to have to start over. And Matt was like, okay, well, I'm going to order you another Road King. At the time, the Road Glide Police had just come out. And he was like, well, what about the Road Glide Police? Maybe we can order you this. And then I started to think like, man, I'm going to want to do the wheels. I'm going to want to change this. I'm going to want to change that. It just started to feel like there was this big mountain to climb to get the bike to where I would have wanted it to be. So I crashed my bike on October 13th and it took a while for insurance stuff to go through. And late December had come around and it came down to crunch time. This was at the end of 2023 and I had a decision to make. And I knew at the time, I knew that I should buy a Road Glide Limited, a full dresser, put the quick release tour pack on it, change it up a little bit. One thing bothered me a little bit is that at the time you couldn't remove the lower leg fairings because they had the radiators inside them for the twin cooled system. And they just didn't look sporty. They just didn't look that good. But I liked everything else about the bike. I liked that it came with heated grips. I liked that it came with a really nice plush seat. Not that I would run that seat all the time, but definitely for the wife, I'd be throwing that seat on. The King Tour Pack is really nice to have. If you've ever run a King Tour Pack, you know what I'm talking about. It's so much bigger and nicer than the Chop Tour Pack. And it's no surprise to probably most of you that I didn't end up getting a Limited. I ended up getting a Road Glide ST. And so I still had my Chop Tour Pack from the Road King because it wasn't on my bike when I crashed it. So I was like, all right, well, that's black. So that'll already work. And I'm already trying to cut corners and save money. A little bit of the old me of just being so budget conscious was sneaking in, even though I was like, okay, well, it's one of these two bikes. I'm either going to get a Road Glide Limited or I'm going to get a Road Glide ST. And those were, at the time, those were the top tiers before you get to the CVO level. And so sometimes I ask myself, like, why didn't I go with the full dresser? Because if I was going to get a Road Glide at the time, those were the two top Road Glide options that I had. And it probably made more sense for me to get the Limited considering what I do. I love long distance touring. I'm not really into commuting on my bike. It just doesn't fulfill me in the way that touring with my friends and or the guys at work fulfills me. And when it comes down to it, I really only did it for style reasons, just because performance baggers is one of my favorite styles of bikes. And the ST is kind of a gateway to a performance bagger. Not that it's a performance bagger by any means in its stock formation. But being on modern bikes, I was like, okay, well, I had the 114 high output, so it's kind of nice to go to the 117 as opposed to going to a standard 114 in the Limited. And I had a tour pack. It comes with nice wheels. I could add heated grips if I wanted to. So it's not that far off from a Limited, and it doesn't have the lower, so it kind of has a more sporty look to it. I ended up going with the Road Glide ST, obviously. It's the bike I'm sitting on right now. And I find myself slowly adding things that are very touring focused. Like, obviously, I still have my tour pack, and now I've got a 15-inch windshield that I just put on here, and I'm like, oh, dude, the coverage on the windshield is absolutely amazing. So when I put this windshield on a couple days ago, I'm starting to think, like, man, how come I didn't get a Limited? It really comes down to just a style preference for why I didn't do that. And it kind of got me thinking about like how many guys have passed up on the Limited that maybe could have benefited from buying a Limited. And not that I'm judging anyone's bike choice, because obviously I made this choice and I feel well within my rights to do so. And then I was kind of thinking that it's like eating healthy. Like, you know what food is good for you. You know what a healthy meal looks like, and you know how to limit your calorie intake. And the Limited kind of feels like a very healthy meal. Like, you're committing to a very healthy diet. Yes, this is the responsible way to go. Yes, these features are more sound and they're probably more practical if you are doing touring. But it doesn't make me like a greasy double cheeseburger any less. So I feel like the choice that I made is more down the alley of kind of like a luxury or a guilty pleasure. Is, yeah, I'm not doing any performance stuff, but this is what I really like the look of. And so much of what we do is based around aesthetics. And I think that's our constant push and pull is trying to balance out practicality for a use case and, you know, having a bike that does the things that it should do, that you want it to do for your riding style, and combining that with some sort of style. And we're trying to meet in the middle and say, okay, well, obviously the good looking seats are not the most comfortable seats. But, you know, the most comfortable seats aren't that good looking. So you're trying to find something in the middle. It's like, yeah, hey, it's a good looking seat. And yes, it's comfortable enough that I don't hate myself while I'm riding 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And there was a time that I romanticized the look of the Limiteds, like the full dresser look. I still think is a very beautiful look. And I think it's very utilitarian. And if you guys know, I used to be in the Jeep world and into the off-road and overlanding stuff. And, you know, depending on what you like and what you do with your vehicles, whether they're off-road vehicles or motorcycles or dirt bikes, you kind of start to like the look of something that is functional. So if you see something and it's like, okay, well, that has a wonderful function to it, so now I like seeing it on a vehicle. And that's kind of how I started to look at the full dressers, that they just made so much sense and they just looked like I was going to enjoy myself on a long trip. So at that time in 2023, as 2024 was rolling around, you know, the new fairings were coming out on the Street Glide and Road Glide, and then we still had the Rushmore style on the Limited bikes. And they didn't up the engine size. It still had the 114 in it. It still had the old cooling system in it. Now we have the new cooling system in the 117s. And then as we reach 2025, those units are now discontinued. They don't bring out a Road Glide Ultra, and they bring out a Street Glide Ultra. I thought that was a very unique approach for Harley. I don't really understand kind of the methodology behind it, because I think the target customer for the full dressers is a full dresser. And when they came out with the Street Glide Ultra, it felt like it was a little bit unfinished. So I think this is a combination. I don't think it's just that people don't want full dressers anymore, because there's plenty of guys that wish the new full dresser came with the things that the dressers used to come with. But Matt and I did a video on the Street Glide Ultra, and you guys should watch that. And I kind of pointed out a few things that I didn't like about the Ultra. They didn't redesign the mounting system for the King Size Tour Pack on the Ultra, so it still has a license plate spot for it on it. And if you look back at the old Limiteds, it had that mount with the license plate right under the King Tour Pack, and then there were no holes drilled in the rear fender. It just had the big square taillight, and there were no holes drilled for your license plate. So that was a little bit of a disappointment. Felt like kind of like an oversight that they would have two spots for a license plate. Like, who's going to run two license plates? That's ridiculous. And then it was missing the speakers. It does have some nice things, and so I'm not trying to crap on the Street Glide Ultra, because I still think it's a good bike. I think it's a good value. I just wish it was a little bit more differentiated from what the actual Street Glide is, because yes, it does have some extra features that are really nice. What an Ultra or a Limited or a full dresser should have. It has a taller windscreen. It has the navigation built into it. It has the heated grips. It has a nicer seat. It has the King Tour Pack, but it's missing the speakers on the Tour Pack. It just doesn't have that same finish quality without those speakers. It doesn't have any lighting in the Tour Pack, and everything about the Street Glide, if you pull off the things that make it an Ultra, then it's back to a Street Glide. And that wasn't really the case from the Ultra Limited to the Street Glide on the Rushmore platform. There were a few more differences, like the mirrors were mounted in a different spot on the Batwings. It had the lower fairings, it had the twin cooled versus the non-twin cooled, it had a different rear fender, the Special had stretch bags, the Limited had the taller shock with the much bigger seat, the fully dressed out Tour Pack, the larger windshield. It also had wheels that were unique and bespoke to that model. So they had the Slicer 2 wheels on the Ultra Limited and on the Road Glide Limited. And now the Street Glide Ultra looks very much like a P&A catalog Street Glide. So I'm not suggesting that I know how to design a motorcycle for a big company like Harley Davidson. And again, I'm not really critiquing that bike, because I still think it's a great bike. I just think that if you're comparing it to the Limiteds of old, and if you're someone who liked the full dressers all the way up to the end of 2024, and you see the 2025, it's very difficult to not notice the things that are missing on it in comparison to what you may have been used to from the full dressers of the past. So the fact that the wheels are the same, all the furniture is the same, there's really no differentiation in lighting or anything like that, then it kind of makes more sense to just buy a Street Glide and curate some of the parts that you could build out to make it more touring capable for whatever your application is. And what I think this comes down to is you can take pretty much any model and say, okay, well, I had the original model of this. however long ago that this model came out. And this model has continued to improve over time. So when this model came out, it had an Evo motor and was carbureted and had a 5-speed. Then it moved up to a twin cam 5-speed. Then it moved up to a twin cam EFI with a 6-speed. And then this bike saw some sort of frame change or went to the M8. So let's say you take a Fat Boy from 1990 and you go all the way through the Fat Boy and how the Fat Boy has progressed. You see that, you know, every couple of years, the motor company is trying to innovate. They're trying to push forward. And whether you like all those changes or not, it's very difficult to argue that the most modern version of a certain model isn't better in a whole host of ways than the original model. So if you're a fan of a certain model and you buy that model, that's kind of your bike. Like, I like touring bikes and I'm always going to look at the features that are coming on the touring bikes. And every, you know, 3-5 years, I hope I'm in a position to buy another touring bike and upgrade. And every time I do upgrade, I'm thinking, you know, okay, well, improvements have happened. Enough time has gone by that there's enough reason to go from my older model up to the newer model because technology is improving and the motor company is innovating, and I'm probably going to get a better bike as time goes on. And that's where I feel a little bit of disappointment has come, because if the first thing you do is when you look at the bike, you're like, okay, well, I have a 22 Ultra and I'm looking at a 25 Ultra. So it's been 3 years, you know, I've got 60,000 miles on it. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see what else is on the market right now and see what I could upgrade to. And then you look at that bike and it has less features than your 2022 does. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of improvements. I like the new infotainment system. I think it's really cool. Usually I kind of push back on technology and stuff like that, but I really like the Apple CarPlay. I like all the features that the screen has. I also like the new furniture. If you're not a fan of the new furniture, this doesn't apply to you. But if you like this innovation, if you like changes that are coming, you start to look at, well, okay, well, my 22 has, you know, it has traction control on it. The 114 is plenty powerful. It's 3 extra cubes. This one's twin cooled. Okay, the center cooling system does better at cooling the motor, and the 117 you get more power, but I'm missing this, I'm missing that, or there's some style things that you aren't really happy about. And it's like, okay, well, is this model actually pushing forward and getting better? I think there's a valid argument for that, to say if you have an Ultra Limited for 2022 and you look at the new Street Glide Ultra from the 2025, I wouldn't disagree with you if you said, you know, well, I feel like this bike has more than the new bike. And obviously this is subjective based on what's important to you out of a motorcycle. But if this model isn't really pushing forward and giving everyone a reason that says, well, unequivocally, there's no argument to be made, you know, the 2025 is a much better bike all around, and investing in this is a very smart move, and upgrading from a 21 or a 22 or whatever it may be. And there's a lot of things that I just don't know. I don't have the information on how many of these units are selling. So in my demographic, there's not a whole lot of full dressers, not people knocking down the door for full dressers. If you're talking about Lowrider STs and Road Glides, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's looking for one of those. The full dressers, not so much. And yeah, technically I'm a sales guy, but I kind of view myself more as a consultant. Like, it's my job to inform and not to influence. Everything you tell me about your riding style, just because a full dresser would on paper make more sense to you, doesn't mean that that's the bike that you want to buy. So I'm not here to talk you into a full dresser over a Road Glide standard. But in previous years, I would have illustrated all the differences and said, hey, Joe, these are all the things you're looking for in a bike, and the Limited kind of checks all your boxes. And I know you really like the Special, but I just want to illustrate the differences, that all the things you're going to do to the Special and this price tag that you're putting on top of the cost of the bike is exceeding the price tag of the Limited, and it comes with all of that stuff. But now in 2025, there is no Road Glide Ultra, and the Street Glide Ultra, like I said, it looks like you just bolted P&A parts onto a regular Street Glide. So I don't feel like I have a whole lot of ground to stand on to make up a hypothetical scenario that says, like, hey, you know, everything that you're describing to me, I really think you should take a look at the Ultra. Because if you say you want a tour pack, well, yeah, you might not want the king size tour pack. You might want lighting in the tour pack. And I think it would be a very rare scenario for someone to say, hey, these are all the, I really like the Street Glide, but I'm going to need need a parts list. I'm going to put a King Tour pack with no lights and no speakers on it. I'm going to put a taller Harley windshield and heated grips, and I'm going to buy the navigation. Well, in that scenario, I would say, well, hey, the Streaklight Ultra has all that stuff. I don't really see that being a likely scenario now. So really what I think this comes down to is I think the redesigned Streaklight Ultra and the fact that there is no Road Glide Ultra makes me feel like Harley kind of missed their target customer on that model. And maybe they have their reasons for this. Sometimes it can take a long time to R&D things and have things hit the market. So maybe this is just one of those transition years, like in 2014, there was no Road Glide. But I do think that this customer still exists. And I think that there's still room in the lineup to have a dressed out touring bike. I think the Streaklight Ultra is a step in the right direction, but I don't think it's the end all be all for touring bikes. And not only do I think that this customer base still exists out there, but I think that they're a very loyal customer base. And these are the guys that are doing long miles and doing a lot of touring. If you look at the guys from Two Lane Life, they're a perfect example of Lance and Galen. They had Road Glide specials and they basically built them out to be limiteds. They put lowers on them, they put king size tour packs on them, and they're even doing that to their modern 2024 Road Glides in the same fashion. And I think that system right now is almost more preferable than getting the Streaklight Ultra that's available on the market. So I hope Harley does expand the Ultras or the Limiteds or the Full Dressers or whatever you want to call that model. I hope they continue to build it out and have it come with all of the features and amenities that we're used to having on a Full Dresser. Because I really do like the 117. I really do like the new infotainment system. And I want all the Full Dresser guys to have access to that and not have to give up some of the features that they were used to having. So is the Full Dresser dead? Not because of the customer base. I don't believe that. I think there's plenty of target customers out there who would appreciate a fully dressed out bagger. But I think in 2025, where we are with the Streaklight Ultra as it sits and having no Road Glide Ultra option, I think Harley is almost killing the dresser. This is something that I think could easily be resuscitated. You see a lot of the CVO buyers that are buying the VVT CVOs, the first thing they're doing before they even roll off the lot is they're ordering a color match king size tour pack with lights, with speakers, and with a nice wraparound back pad. So this is something that I'd like to see evolve. I'd like to see dressers get a little bit of love. Obviously, I have a soft spot in my heart for dressers. I love dressers. I probably should have got a dresser, but I love my ST. I don't think there's really a wrong way to do it as long as you're checking off as many boxes as you can and buying the right bike base for yourself. But I also do hope that Harley does a little bit more for the full dresser market. And I don't think that as time goes on that a model should have less features than it has had in the past. I think that it should end up having more features, become more refined, become a even better value, because that's what we're seeing on all the other models. Now we're seeing the Street Bob come with cruise control standard, ABS standard, traction control standard, tire pressure monitoring standard, which are things that we would never expect to have on the base bobber model, the stripped down, you know, has everything you need and nothing you don't kind of model. And then you look at the Ultra and it's like, wow, things are kind of missing compared to what the Full Dresser used to be. But I know most of my demographic, most of you guys watching are my age or potentially older. So I don't know. How do you guys feel about the Full Dressers right now? I think if it were me and I'd bought a Full Dresser, I wouldn't be wanting to upgrade to the new Streaklight Ultra at the moment. But I think if they do expand what the Full Dresser means and where the Full Dresser position is in the lineup, I do think that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards it because these are guys that probably put a lot of miles on their bike and they're looking to upgrade their bike within 3 to 5 years. And I think it behooves the motor company to continue to push that model forward and continue offering that to their customer base. But you guys let me know. Love chatting with you guys in the comments. Are you guys riding Full Dressers? Do you wish there was another Full Dresser? Did you do something like me and you know that maybe a Full Dresser might have been in your best interest, but you just wanted the more sporty bike? Because that'll make me feel better if you agree with me on that. And making me feel better is important. To you and to me. We'll see you guys on the next one.